When I first saw your videos on YouTube several months ago, talking about self-inquiry, you're not your mind, you're not your body, you're not your thoughts, and so on. I got it very quickly, I must say. And then I also showed it to my wife, who's a few years younger than me. And she also got it fairly quickly, and she described the awareness in pretty much the same words that came to my mind when I first saw your videos of awareness and the description of awareness or consciousness or Brahman or whatever we want to call it. But then I showed it to my daughter, who's about 24 years old, and to a friend of hers, and they couldn't get it. And they are definitely smarter and better educated than us, but they couldn't get it. They could get that they're not their body, they're not their mind, but they stopped at I am my personality. They couldn't go beyond that. So my question is this meant for only people with some life experience, or can younger people in their 20s or even some teenagers, or can they get it? And if so, is there a different process, technique, or is it the same one?
Sham, you probably can't see, but there are many young people here, some of them in their 20s, who understand exactly what we're speaking of and who have recognized their true nature. So, no, a certain amount of life experience is not necessary. There are also plenty of people who, precisely because of their life experience, are not open to what we suggest here. So life experience by itself doesn't necessarily prepare one for this understanding, although it may do. It may, through one's trials and tribulations and suffering and so on, it may soften up your certainties. And make you open to a new possibility, which it does for some people, but others, their life's experience has the opposite effect on them. It hardens them. So no, life's experience doesn't necessarily prepare you for this understanding, nor prevent you from this understanding.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the
It,
clarity.
in the case of your daughter, it's very, as I said earlier to William, it's very hard to say. It's impossible to say. Why is it that one person is open to this understanding, this possibility, and another person is closed against it, even though they may be very intelligent, they may be able to understand the concepts, but there's something in them that says no, there's something in them that resists, that won't have it. And somebody else who may, similar age, similar background, similar family, similar education, presents no resistance to it at all. It could be that, and this is just a speculation about your daughter, I might not be right about this, but it could be that, at her young age, 24, she's invested just on the cusp of going out into the world. Everything that she's been educated for by you and her mother and her school and everything that she's just about. She's invested her whole life in her identity. She's built an identity, and that identity is about to launch itself out into the world. And considering this teaching, this possibility, is a profound threat to that identity. It's not necessarily a threat to leading a successful life in the world, but it is a threat to that identity. And one in her position could be very afraid of that, afraid of what the implications of this understanding might have for her future life in the world. And so for that reason, there may be this, although she's obviously perfectly capable of understanding these ideas, she may not just not be willing to look at them for fear of what they might, for fear of their implications.
Yes,
whereas for you and her mother, at your age, your identities are far less invested in your work, in your roles in society. Your identities are much softer, much looser, more open. So when you hear, you watch a video about self-inquiry, you just go, yes, 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 of course, that it's so obvious. You don't feel threatened by it. On the contrary, it's actually in line with the aging process as things begin to fall away in your life. It's completely in line with the stage of life that you're at. It's not a threat to you. So that's just one possible interpretation of your daughter's resistance. I suspect in her case it's not the inability to understand. I suspect it's an emotional resistance.
Absolutely. Yeah.
As a parent, I would just be very, very gentle with that. Don't push against it. Just let her do whatever she needs to do in the world. Just continue being the loving, intelligent parents that I've no doubt you are. Continue leading your life. Continue your interest in these matters. And let her go through whatever she needs to go through in life. And then, you know, you'll always be there for her should she ever want to come to you to ask about anything or...
Yes, thank you. Thank you for that clarification. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sham. Nice to meet you.